You're listening to New Hampshire Now.
Welcome back. You're on New Hampshire Now with 914.50 and ConcordNewsRadio.com. I am Chris Ryan. Appreciate you joining us for the program. This hour of New Hampshire Now is presented by the Prescription Center, and this segment of the show brought to you by Paradigm Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. That's who my family trusts to call for all our plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs. Paradigm Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning at 641-6400. Check them out online at ParadigmPH.com. As we come to you from the Concord Photo Service Main Street Studio, State Senator Dan Feltes joins us on the program. He made a big announcement yesterday on Twitter. You know, big, relatively speaking. It's big in Dan's world, and big in the state political sphere about kindergarten and Keno, because we've been wondering, you know, where members of the Senate were going to fall on this particular topic, because it's very interesting in the marriage that has occurred between Keno and kindergarten, and also the fact that full adequacy has been scaled back to $1,100 per student as compared to the $1,800 per student, which puts you in quite the conundrum because of how much you wanted to see, you know, kindergarten come to fruition, how important it is to Concord, and particularly taxpayers, given the fact that it looks like kindergarten is going to be a part of all-day kindergarten is going to be a part of the Concord School District's mechanisms coming up next year. So we create an interesting environment in which you have said you are not going to vote for the Keno Garden bill.
Well, I don't support an element of what arrived at the 11th hour in a committee of conference report. Committee of conference is where the House and Senate iron out differences in the bill. A completely new concept emerged in the committee of conference, which was that future full financial support for full adequacy for full day kindergarten is now tethered to Keno revenue. And the Keno revenue projected is nowhere close to coming in to support full adequacy for full day kindergarten. You're right, the bill as it evolved cut the adequacy from 1800 to 1100, but then the only hope of getting anywhere close to 1800 additional per student, per kindergarten student, is based on Keno revenue, which as projected barely, if at all, supports the 1100. So we don't treat any other student this way, Chris. We don't make first grade or second grade or third grade support contingent upon some source of revenue. We do have different buckets of revenue that come in to support education, no doubt, including the lottery. But we don't have, for example, mobile scratch tickets to support first graders, and their support is contingent upon mobile scratch ticket revenue.
Just smoking and liquor sales and things like that.
Yeah, but it doesn't go up or down based on the sales. And we have a lot of different sources of revenue that support a guaranteed allotment for different grades. So I think it's a really what happened here is really unfortunate. You know, there was an agreement. Democrats were going to vote for Keno, but insisted on it being separate from kindergarten. In other words, part of the same bill, but not tied together. And we start finally treating kindergartners like any other school child. So it puts not just Democrats, but Republicans who support full-day kindergarten and are not happy with tethering the two together in a tough position. I don't know how the votes are going to fall out on Thursday, but obviously it's going to be something that's continued to talk about. It's so important that this was a bipartisan bill throughout the legislative process, and at no point did the bill have this tethering component. At no point, it just emerged as a 11th hour deal amongst Republican leadership, my friends in the leadership, Republican leadership in the majority, in the committee of conference. So unfortunately, when the committee of conference report goes back to the Senate and the House for a vote, there's no opportunity for amendment. So people have to vote yes or no on this entirely new concept that was embedded into the bill of tethering kindergartners to Keno.
So, as I mentioned, this is a very, very complex situation in that you know, I believe that there needs to be full-day kindergarten in the state. I think that the full adequacy part of it's not a big deal to me, because I think that there has to be a step forward that that takes place, and you don't always get the optimal environment. I have concerns about how much revenue Keno is going to raise. I have concerns about when that revenue is going to start to come in. You know, as we talked about with Steve Shurtleff on the program on Friday, I mean, there's going to be a long process that's going to take place before towns and municipalities approve Keno, and then the revenue is going to start coming in. So obviously this is not going to be for the 2017-18 school year, which was originally the plan, was to have full kindergarten for the upcoming year. That's not going to take place.
No, it's not.
And this would be for 18 and 19. You know, I'm trying to put myself in your position, in the position of other state senators, and trying to determine whether or not I would vote for this. And I do believe that it is better to have, as opposed to raising taxes on individuals, I do believe that discretionary income is a much better way to fund things than to raise taxes. I have concerns about my property taxes going up in Concord next year as a result of what, you know, Clint's going to join us in the program next and can talk about this more. But I believe that the Concord School District is going to vote for full-day kindergarten next year, and that's going to create a 2% increase in taxes, and I'd like to see that offset by state funds. And if it came down to it, I would probably fall on the side of voting for it with a lot of objections, and voting for the kindergarten bill, just based upon the fact that I believe in full-day kindergarten. I don't want to see the city taxpayers have to foot the bill in its entirety for kindergarten. But I would have, you know, serious concerns, again, about the revenue. So let's talk about that just from, if you want to respond to that, that's fine.
But. Sure, yeah. Well, first of all, there is a bill that's been retained, House Bill 155, that needs to be voted out in January rather than go through. It's already gone through the hearing process, a kindergarten bill. So if folks, there's an opportunity, and everyone has every incentive to get back into work together in a bipartisan way to make this happen in a reasonable way without the tethering and so on.
So this
and so
is
forth.
Another, this is an alternative option that is outside of the bill that's being discussed. So
yeah.
Tell us about what this.
Well, it's House Bill 155. It was a full adequacy for full-day kindergarten. There were two bills filed for full adequacy for full-day kindergarten. One is Senate Bill 191, which this has morphed into. The issue that we're talking about. And then there's House Bill 155, which is full adequacy for full-day kindergarten, that was retained by House Education. The Republican leadership made a decision, although they could fund it in the budget, they chose not to fund it in the budget. And Governor Sununu actually funded it in the budget. So there's an opportunity to fund it in the budget without raising any taxes or fees, but they chose not to. So they chose the bill, Senate Bill 191, as the vehicle. And because they chose not to fund it in the budget, that prompted the discussion of what other ways
right.
to fund it, which then prompted the discussion of Keno. But the tethering to Keno revenue in the future for future support, that emerged for the first time in the Committee of Conference when neither legislative body had weighed in on that. It came up with just a small group of folks and, you know, sort of a partisan last-minute deal. House Bill 155 will have to be voted on in January, and everybody has every opportunity and every incentive to try to work together and get it done right.
So, in other words, kindergarten is not full day kindergarten is not dead based upon the kindergarten vote that takes place on Thursday the Senate's
Thursday,
voting.
Thursday, yeah.
Okay. And I don't think it's going to pass because, you know, talking to Gary Daniels and Jeb Bradley, and are you thinking that all Democrats are going to line up with you and vote against it, or do you not know?
Well, again, I don't know how the votes are going to fall. And, you know, we'll know more as the days wear on, but obviously I have serious objections and we'll see where the votes fall. But, you know, in the House, it's no, you know, this is quite the gamble, Chris. No pun intended.
No, the pun was definitely intended.
You had the votes locked down with the agreement that we reached. There was no doubt about it. But then this new idea emerged at the 11th hour that throws it all into disarray, and not just amongst Democrats, but Republicans too. There's Republicans that are
concerned.
So would
you go for it if it was full adequacy? What's the crux? Is it the Keno? Is it the not full adequacy kind of combining? If it was full adequacy and still Keno, would you vote for it?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that was the deal. That was
the
deal.
So it's just the 11th hour tethering and taking out the. But the Keno revenue, I don't think, isn't there a concern about whether that could hit the $1,800 per student?
There is a concern, but just like any other revenue source, we don't say, you know, your first grade, second grade, fourth grade, fifth grade
is relying upon
the ups and downs of one revenue source. You get a guaranteed amount,
and you offset with
right, and we're completely fine with adding Keno to the state's coffers as a separate matter, and then however that turns out in terms of the revenue, but making sure that we fund, kindergartners the same as any other grade. That was the agreement that went back on. Now kindergarten support is tethered to Keno revenue, and we don't treat any other grade that way. So that's why a lot of people have hesitations. It's not just Democrats, it's Republicans. So I don't know how this is going to turn out on Thursday, but if it does, if the Committee of Conference report gets voted down, there's opportunity in January to vote on a new bill that's in the process right now, and everybody has an opportunity to work together and try to move it forward. So, look, at the end of the day, I think, people will continue to work together. It was unfortunate what happened last week, mainly on policy process, obviously, too. But the important thing is that in terms of process, we have an opportunity in January to come back to the table and work it out.
That's State Senator Dan Feltus here on Hampshire Down, 1-9-1450 and ConcordNewsRadio.com. As we come to you from the Concord Photo Service Main Street Studio, this hour of Hampshire Now is presented by the Prescription Center, and this segment of the show, brought to you by Paradigm Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. In regards to Keno revenues, one of the problems that I have as well in tethering Keno to the kindergarten is that it is not a predictable revenue source based upon the fact that for a number of reasons. First off, I don't think that any study can possibly predict the revenue for Keno, and here's why. We don't know it's not legal in New Hampshire, and it doesn't exist right now. So we don't know what cities and towns are going to implement it. We don't know what restaurants, if it is implemented, are going to want to have it in there, and how much Keno there's actually going to be. And not knowing that, you don't know how many people are going to play it. And it's all based upon the revenue that's incurred by the Keno makers or licensees. You can look at Massachusetts models or assume that there's going to be a lot of Keno along the southern border and all those towns are going to approve it. But you're making vast assumptions. A revenue projection is a projection when you have like a state revenue projection, past receipts and knowledge of where individuals have spent in the past. When you are implementing something that is completely new, you don't know how often it's going to be implemented,
right,
and where it's going to be implemented. I don't see how you could possibly make a projection in regards to what the revenue is going to bring in. And we also, it's assumed that the regulation is going to be done through the lottery. Promotion is going to be done through the lottery. How frequently is it going to be promoted? Is it going to be highlighted in a large fashion? And I think that this is kind of anecdotal, but I don't think that you can look at spending patterns of people in Massachusetts or Delaware or wherever and assume that those spending patterns in regards to gaming and namely Keno are going to be exact replicates. I think that the New Hampshire, as we've seen in the past, all the spending of the New Hampshire citizen is generally lower, whether it's in charitable giving or in entertainment or so many different realms, than you'll see in neighboring states. It's an anecdotal thing, the frugal Yankee, but it's very much true if you look at studies and spending patterns. So projecting this is nearly impossible to do. I'm not against Keno, and I think it's, as I've said before, any time that you can push forth a revenue source that is discretionary spending, to me, I am for it, because I want to see as little tax dollars taken from the working families of the state as possible. So I'm not against Keno, but I don't think that you can assume what the revenue is going to be from it.
Yeah, and again, the agreement that we had up until the very last minute was that, the Republicans backed away from in the leadership was Keno legalized. However, don't subject kindergarten to the ups and downs in terms of full adequacy to Keno revenue. And those are the concerns that I have. Every concern you just raised is the concerns that I have. And we don't treat, you know, first grade, second, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth that way. We don't say, you know, the only way you're going to get to full adequacy is if Keno revenues come in or mobile scratch tickets or whatever. We say to school districts and communities, this is how much is coming in and it's guaranteed. I mean, under this plan, it could be that Keno revenue, let's say, comes in really good one year and does support full adequacy. And then the next year it goes really low. Then what? A school just implemented full day kindergarten. The next year they're out a bunch of money. I mean, these are some of the problems, and I think this is one of the problems when you introduce a new concept in a piece of legislation at the 11th hour in a committee, a conference report. That's how you end up with potentially bad pieces of legislation. And again, a lot of people have concerns about this, not just Democrats, but Democrats and Republicans, and people who have been working in good faith on kindergarten for a long time. As you know, I've been advocating for full day kindergarten for a very long time.
It was one of the things you ran on.
It's one of the things I ran on. And so this is a very difficult decision for me to make. And, you know, again, we'll see how the votes go on Thursday. But at the end of the day, the concept of tethering was introduced at the 11th hour in a partisan way on a bill that was otherwise bipartisan the whole way, and sets us up for potential failure in the future by tethering kindergartners to Keno. We don't do that for any other school child.
A final thing on the overall budget itself, and you know, Steve Shurtleff mentioned the fact that he thinks this is going to you know, go down by 10 to 15 votes. He's usually pretty good with the whip count in the House. And it seems that, you know, in talking with the governor and Senator Daniels, that they're, you know, hopefully optimistic, which means to me that I think that they kind of are along the lines of where Shurtleff is. And, you know, what we've seen during the course of this budget process is, in my view, a mistake made by Republicans in tying their hopes to the Freedom Caucus. Because, you know, Bill O'Brien appears to still be the leader of this group, and Bill O'Brien wants to see, you know, Sean Jasper and the budget fail. This is about personalities. And I think that's, you know, I think that the budget is going to fail in the House. And then I think that the governor is going to not sign a continuing resolution. It would appear that he is going to force them to go back to committee of conference and to produce a budget. Is that how you see it?
I don't know. I don't know how the budget vote is going to turn out on Thursday. I think it's as much up for grabs as the kindergarten vote. And on both of these, the Republican majority gambled on both of them. They could have locked down the kindergarten vote by sticking with their agreement with Democrats. They could have worked with Democrats on the budget, and they would have had the votes. So they chose to go different paths on both bills, and now both bills are jump balls on Thursday.
And here's the thing that I'm concerned about as well in regards to what's happening in Washington, D.C. and here in Concord. I view individuals like Chuck Morse, Senator Bradley, Governor Sununu, I guess I should call Senator Morse instead of just Chuck, as being problem solvers and moderates. And if we start to go down the path, as I think we have, and I think this started, you know, not with just this particular group, but started in the past, and obviously President Obama, with executive orders, decided to do things just on, you know, his path in the past. But if laws are going to change, and whenever there is a change in office, that we're going to see radical swings back and forth based upon right-wing Republicans or progressives being in office, that is going to be a big problem for our country. And, you know, take the health care bill as an example in D.C. Yes, Republicans can cram a health care bill through. But guess what? Then when Democrats take over, they're going to do the same thing. And it's just going to be a constant seesaw. The only progress that's made in our country is when people work together. Republicans and Democrats work together,
right,
in order to create solutions. And it's the same thing with this budget process.
And kindergarten.
Because guess what? When there's going to be a time down the road where Democrats are going to take control again. And guess what's going to happen then? Democrats are going to cram the budget down Republicans' throat and are going to cram legislation down their throat the same way along party lines that Republicans are doing now. So in my view, I mean, you have a responsibility to govern with responsibility. And because otherwise, we're just going to see ideologues governing from the extremes of both parties moving forward. And there's going to be an extinction of individuals in the middle as they continue to cede power to the extremes. And that is what's going on, in my view, in the process in Washington and also in Concord.
I agree. And it's going to the extremes on both the kindergarten bill and on the budget. And it's disappointing. I mean, in my 3 years of serving, Chris, you know, this has been the last couple of weeks have been the most disappointing. We'll see what happens on Thursday. Like, you still have to have hope. You still have to have optimism to work together. If one or both of the bills fail, the budget and or the kindergarten bill, kindergarten, tethering kindergartners to Keno, I'm always open to work together. And I know a lot of other people are, and hopefully we could get something done right away.
As always, appreciate you joining us for the program.
Thanks, Chris.
That's State Senator Dan Feltus here on Hampshire Now. 159, 1450 and ConcordNewsRadio.com. I am Chris Ryan. Appreciate you joining us for the program. This hour of Hampshire Now is presented by the Prescription Center, and that segment of the show brought to you by Paradigm Plumbing, Heat, and Air Conditioning. We'll come back with more from the Concord Photo Service Main Street Studio after this.
You're listening to New Hampshire Now.
25 years and my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope. A destination. I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of this brotherhood of man, for whatever that means. Into a crisis.